What's up, y'all? This is Nara Lee, and this is the Small Talk and Nightcaps podcast. That's my shit, you know? Anyways, I was supposed to put this out yesterday, but I've been sick. I had a little stomach flu because my ass was lazy and didn't want to cut no new onions, and I used some old onions, and my ass got sick for 3 days. So I'm feeling a little better today, and there's some things that have, not some things, but maybe some things. There has been one topic that has been weighing heavy on my heart and has been on my mind for the past, I want to say, a few weeks now. And it's about starting over. So I pretty much want to dedicate this podcast to anybody who is wanting to start over, who just start over, or who is scared to start over, because no one likes to start over. It can be a new job, a new city, or even a new relationship. And when you have your mind made up and your heart set on something, it's difficult to accept that it's time to move on from it, or to start over, or to approach it different, because maybe what you had your heart set on, it's not exactly where you're supposed to be. And so a lot of the times those situations don't work out the way that you want them to. And I feel like a lot of that has to do with our approach. I'll get into that a little bit more. But the thought of starting over has kept me up many times at night. There was doubt, there was fear, there was constant questioning if you're doing the right thing, especially if you have a kid. Anytime that you're a parent, you definitely question if you're doing the right thing, or are you making the right decisions, and is this going to affect them in the right way or the wrong way? So I want to say it's a little heavy on that side, if you will. But I've been there way too many times, and making the decision to start over is really half the battle. That's the truth of it. Once you've established that it's necessary, the other half is acting on it. So a lot of the times when you realize that it's necessary to start over, or it's necessary to make a change, usually your hand is forced. And nobody likes a forced hand. Nobody likes to be made to do something. We like to think that we have everything under control, or at least I do. We like to be in control of our situations, our environments, the people we choose to be around, the things that we choose to deal with. When in actuality, there's only so much we are in control, and we're really not in control of much. But I will say that when it comes to your hand being forced, it has to do with how long you're in the situation. The longer you wait, the worse you will feel. And it's better to start over when it's your own choice than when it's a forced hand. I will say that I've had two major start overs. I would say that every year since I've had my son, I would say that I've started over in some shape, form, or fashion, mainly because every year I've self-reflected, I've realized that I'm not where I want to be in my life, and things need to be changed, and so that requires a reset. There were times where I felt like it was forced and it wasn't my choice. It was my back is against the wall. I'm between a rock and a hard place, and this is what I have to do. And the last time, it was a necessary move for me to get to where I want to be. The first time that I felt like my hand was forced was, I think my son was 2, and I had a good job. I was making good money. I had a decent place. I had just kind of, you know, found my little pocket where I felt like, okay, I'm getting into a routine with just me and my son. You know, I felt like I was doing the damn thing. Understand? So what happened was I got in over my head, and when you have poor money management skills, you do what a lot of people do, which is they take on more than what they can handle and they spend more money than they should. And after, I want to say, 1.5 years, I look up and I realize I have more bills than I make money, which was crazy because I was making money. So it was like, there's no reason for this. This is a problem to me in my head. This is a problem that people have when they don't have money. Like, you're just not making enough and you got the bare necessities. It wasn't even that. I racked up credit card bills. I got me a new car. Like, I was just, you know, when you get new money, you do new things. So I had racked up hella bills, and I just didn't know how to escape from it. It wasn't one of those situations like, oh, I can move home and stay with my mom. It wasn't one of those situations where I could go stay with one of my siblings, because it was something that I needed an extended period of time to reset. And I needed to do that with a clear mind, with no pressure, no requirements, no nothing. And it's really hard to stay with somebody and there's no strings attached. There's always something when you're staying with somebody. And let's be clear, okay? In, I don't want to say Black culture, but from what I've experienced, from what I've seen, from what I've witnessed, it is almost expected that somebody lets you or invites you or says, yeah, you can stay with me. And then after, depending on how they are, it could be as early as 1 month or it could be around 6. They get tired of you being in their house and they start nitpicking. Then it's a problem. Then we walk around with animosity. Then I feel like I gotta go. And I just didn't want to feel that while I had a kid. And so I had made the decision that I need to take a step back to reset. I needed to get my money right. I needed to get rid of these bills. And my biggest bill was rent. My second biggest bill was my car. My third biggest bill was credit cards. So I had decided that I was going to give all that away. Everything, I'm just going to start over. And I ended up moving to North Carolina with a friend, stayed there for 6 months. And that was probably the hardest time for me because I felt like I was stripping my child from everything that made him comfortable, from his room. I was stripping myself from my identifiers, my pride, because Renera always has it together. Always. I'm big sis in the family, okay? Big sis always has a job. Big sis always has a car. Big sis always has a place. Big sis just graduated from college. Like, everybody knows, like, Renera's gonna be all right. She's good. So for me to have to give all of that up, it was gut-wrenching. Like, I don't really want to do this. I don't really want to explain to people why I'm doing this either. And that also has to do with caring what people think. And we'll get to that another episode, because we really shouldn't give a fuck what people think, because nobody lays with us at night and nobody pays our bills or wipes our ass. So moving on from that. But I had made the decision to move to North Carolina, and pretty much start over. Now, I wouldn't say that I fixed every issue that I had, but I will say that it kind of put a magnifying glass on the issues that were holding me back. So my hand was forced, which is what I didn't want. So I had to do a necessary start over, which I didn't want to start over. But it was necessary, or I was going to be forced out of my house and my car was going to be gone. So it was like, either I get ahead of this or it's going to get ahead of me. So my hand was forced, and it put a magnifying glass on a lot of situations or a lot of things that I needed to fix within myself. And I would say that that's probably the beginning to my journey to got me where I'm at now. After staying 6 months in North Carolina, I made the decision to move to Arizona. I'm a West Coast girl, always have been. I love the city. I don't do country. As much as I love soul food, not every damn day. I don't like the rural areas, the roads. I couldn't find a Starbucks to save my life. I just had to go. It was hurricanes. I just can't do it. So I was just like, I got to get back to the West Coast. I didn't want to go back home, Washington. California was way too expensive. And so it was between Vegas or Arizona, because I knew people out there, and I felt like, because I'm a single mom, I need to be somewhere where I know at least one or two people. So I had decided to move to Arizona, and let me tell you how that shit happened. It's crazy though, because I'm a firm believer in, if it's gonna work out or if it's for you, it will be for you. And when I had decided that I was going to move, I was kind of set on Vegas. I had cousins out there. My auntie was going to always visit. So I was set on Vegas, but I could not find a place because I'm all the way in North Carolina. So I have to go off of what I see online. I couldn't find a place that, I was satisfied with. Nothing moved me to the point where it was like, yeah, that's where me and my child will live. And I kept looking at places, and I found one place in the Vegas area that was cool. But I was like, let me see what other properties this property management company has under their belt. So then I started seeing other locations, and I saw that they had a few in Arizona. So I was like, cool, let me go check those out. So I looked at the ones in Arizona, and I was like, I'm actually kind of feeling these a lot more than the ones in Vegas. The only issue is I still wasn't sold because I hadn't seen them in person. So I decided to ask one of my friends, shout out to Alex, that I asked her, like, can you go look at this place? If you like it, I know I'm gonna like it. And if everything works out, then that's where I'll be going. And she went and looked at the place, and she was like, this is you would love this. This is definitely the type of place that you would live. And she sold it to me over the phone. I was like, cool. And I applied. They approved me. I was working from home at the time, with this online gig, which was cool. Provided my income information. They said I was good. And I was like, okay, so that worked out. And then I had to figure out, how was I going to get my stuff there? I shipped them all through Amtrak. Amtrak, you can ship boxes through their company across the states. That's how I got my stuff from Seattle to North Carolina, from North Carolina to Arizona. So I shipped everything. And then I was just like, okay, all I got is plane tickets left for me and my son. And I found a bomb ass deal. I got two tickets from North Carolina to Arizona for like $120. And I remember before all this went down, I prayed about it. And I was just like, if this is supposed to work out, if this is meant for me, if I'm supposed to go there, I will go there. And it did. It worked out. I handled all this within a week and a half to 2 weeks of each other. Got to Arizona and pretty much started to establish myself there. When I got to Arizona, I was happier, I would say. I was more relieved. I felt more comfortable, more in my element that I was back on the West Coast. I just felt so far out being in North Carolina. I just couldn't do it. And for the first time in Arizona, even though I had my friend out there, she had her life, she had things going. So I pretty much had to rely on myself a lot. And I had to fully take care of my child with no, hey, can you watch him while I go to the store? There was none of that. I could do that in Washington, I could do that in North Carolina, but I could not do it in Arizona. It's you and your son, like it's all on you. And I felt FOMO whenever holidays would happen and I would see my family celebrating and I wasn't there, and I felt like my son was missing out on family time. So that started to bother me. But other than that, I had no real reason to leave Arizona. I love it there, and I always say that I'm definitely gonna go back. I definitely want a house out there. So that's definitely something that Arizona holds a place in my heart. But I had decided that I was gonna move back to Arizona or move back to Washington, and I was gonna start over fresh after living in Arizona for a year. I had decided that I was gonna save up money. I was gonna do it 100% right, 'cause like I said, being in North Carolina addressed some issues, but it didn't address all of them. And so I developed better habits when it comes to handling my money, but I did not like what being in Arizona exposed to me was, okay, North Carolina exposed that I needed to handle my money right, and Arizona exposed to me that I need a nest egg. I need some money tucked to the side because anything can happen, and if I don't have the resources or the money to do something, it's very like you're stuck. There's nothing you can do. And so I was just like, I'm going back home. My sister had a place at the time, and so I was just like, she got an extra room. Me and my son will stay there, and I'm gonna stack up money, and then I'm gonna get us a place and all that. And like I said in the last podcast or the last episode, that COVID happened, so I ended up staying there longer than what I wanted to, but I still ended up saving a decent amount of money where I was able to get a car, I was able to get into a place. I still got, cushioned while I'm working at a job and all that. So I definitely feel like starting over was necessary. The one to North Carolina was definitely forced, and it definitely was hard on me. And the second one was by choice. My son needed to be closer to family. I needed more support, and I wanted to be more financially secure. So that's where I'm at today. Both situations were what do I want to say? Both situations were necessary. But only one time I actually felt good and embraced the change because it was my decision. It was also easier for me to plan out my moves. Like I said, in my last podcast, you make a decision. If it works, keep going. If not, adapt and then keep going. Shout out to Gary Vee for that, because when he said that, it simplifies so much. Like, people get so hung up on a decision, and like Malik Teal said, not making a decision is making a decision. It's just one that you don't want or necessarily want. And so listening to her and listening to Gary Vee, Gary Vee's like, hey, make a fucking decision. And if it's the wrong fucking decision, adapt, readjust, and then move on. And if it's the right decision, great. You made a good fucking decision. Keep going. And so that just stuck with me. Like, just make a fucking decision. It's not that serious. It's not. So if you're wondering, how you start over or how to make sure it counts, there are a few things that I've done in my past that helped me make a decision. The first thing that I always do, and I might do this a little excessively where I need to not do it so much, but one thing that I always do is I weigh all my options. So I'll get a piece of paper out, I'll sit down after Elijah goes to bed, after I didn't eat and shower, where my mind is clear and I'm relaxing, and I literally just be honest with myself and my situation. And I will split the page down the middle and I will write why. Why should I stay in this situation? Why should I leave this situation? Will I have the freedom, the money, the mindset, the whatever for X, Y, and Z? So you have to figure out what is your goal? What are you trying to get to? And if your situation that you're in right now will help you get there, fine. But if it's not, which a lot of the times, if you're writing all this shit down trying to figure out if it is or isn't, chances are it isn't. So if it's not, then you need to figure out what you need to do to get yourself there. Like when I was moving, I needed to figure out how much money will I have for X, Y, and Z? How much will I need to do X, Y, and Z? I had to ask myself the questions that will eventually combat the doubt that I would have if I made whatever decision. So what I mean by that is, if I decided that I was going to move and I move and now I'm starting to regret the move because I'm having a hard month, I can go back to that list and say, this is why you said this was a good idea. Now, that's to kind of put you back in that headspace, and then you need to regroup and figure out what you need to adjust when you are having those tough times. The second thing that I always do is I do two plans. I write one plan for staying in my current situation that will ultimately improve my situation and get me where I want to be, and then I write another plan for if I were to start over, how long will it take me to get to where I'm trying to be. A lot of the times, being in the mess and trying to get out of the mess while you're in it to get somewhere, it takes too fucking long for me. Okay? For instance, like if you're in a relationship and you're trying to fix habits about yourself, I can't fix myself while I'm worried about another motherfucker. You understand? You can't fix what's wrong with you if you're constantly arguing, fucking, fighting, loving, taking care of, whatever. You can't do that with somebody else. It's already hard enough with a child, which is why my ass is single right now. Because if I already have to take care of me and mine, I don't want to add somebody into the mix. So if you don't have kids, this is so much fucking easier for you. But if you do have kids, it's still not that fucking hard. You look at your child and you realize that they're not in the best situation that they can be in because of the decisions that you made, and you need to make the adjustment to make their lives better because they didn't ask for this shit. So, we'll get into that another episode because that shit be having me going. But anyway, I make two plans, and those two plans will let me know. In 10 months, I'll be here if I stay in this situation. And in 10 months, I'll be here if I get out of this situation. Again, that goes hand in hand with me weighing my options. So I'm kind of I'm hitting two birds with one stone. And it kind of helps me feel more comfortable with leaning towards the starting over. The last thing that I do is I make a decision based on what I want. Or I want to say that not what I want. I make a decision based on what I lose and what I gain. So, for instance, with a move, I'm losing the car, I'm losing the house, I'm losing the job. But to me, not stressing about bills, not going to work and having to think about how I'm here all day and I'm still not going to make ends meet. The freedom, the peace of mind, the clarity that I was gaining was weighing way more than the objects that I was holding on to. If you're in a relationship, okay, you ain't gonna get no dick for 6, 7, 8 months, sis. That's okay. Like, that's the shit that be getting me. Let me just take a minute and say that. On a scale of things that I want to say make you happy, on a scale of things that bring you a peace of mind, people will literally stay in miserable ass situations for the sake of dick or pussy, which is crazy because it's so small. Like, it's small. Like, if you actually laid it out, like, if you were very honest with yourself and somebody was like, damn, sis, like, y'all been going through shit for a very long time. And, you know, you ain't been happy for a very long time. And he's been cheating or he's been beating on you for a very long time. If at any moment in time, the fucking phrase comes out of your mouth that the sex be bomb, like, bitch, I'll punch you. What? You can get sex from anybody. You can get bomb sex from anybody. Not anybody. I take that back. You can't get bomb sex with anybody. But I'm saying you can get dick from anybody. So the fact that you would sacrifice your happiness, your peace for dick, the same dick that's putting dick in other bitches, the same dick that's hitting on you. Like, I'm not sacrificing any of me for dick. Like, that's crazy. And I feel the same way about niggas. Like, niggas will really throw it all away over females that really don't care. Like, a lot of these females be out here for clout, and I'm talking about the ones that got something to lose, not you bum ass niggas. Okay, I ain't talking about y'all. So you got to go back to, what will I gain, what will I lose? Okay, you're gonna lose a warm body next to you, but sis, if you paying all the bills, if you're working and you're coming home and you're cooking dinner and you're cleaning and you're fucking and sucking and you're raising kids and all this nigga do is sit in his fucking drawers and play the PS4 and smoke blunts all day, like, what the fuck are you losing? Dick. That's what it come down to. You're losing dick. And to me, that ain't worth it. So let that shit go. When I realize that what I'm gaining is more than what I'm losing, I pick the option that gives me the most gain. And if you need, and a lot of people, I say, you know, you shouldn't care about what people think, but if you need an opinion or two, you ask somebody who has the least to gain from whatever decision you decide to make. Don't ask nobody that is using you for rides. Don't ask nobody that be like, damn, who I'm gonna kick you with if you gone. Like, don't ask nobody that can lose something from you leaving or staying. Like, don't ask a motherfucker like that. Like, don't ask your friend that don't even like your nigga. Should I leave him? Because the bitch gonna say, yeah, bitch, I don't like him. Yeah, we can have more fun. I can come over here late night, talk about niggas all day. We can go to the club, not right now, but we can go to the club and fuck on niggas. Like, whatever the fuck, because I don't go to the club. Whatever y'all do, but you don't want to ask somebody that has something to gain from whatever decision you make. So ask somebody that can give you an unbiased decision that will leave themselves out of it. And then from there, make your decision. And then start making actions that get you there. Like, it's time to go to work. No excuses. Once you make the decision, get moving. And making hard decisions and starting over is really how you find yourself. It's how you become stronger. It's how you discover your self-worth. It's how you know what you will and what you won't put up with. Decisions or starting over is necessary to get you to where you want to be. And if you know that where you are is not where you want to be, yet you don't want to let it go, first, sis, you need therapy. But two, that means that there's an underlying issue there that needs to get resolved. And for me, when I had those underlying issues that needed to get resolved, I could not do it in the mess that I was in. I literally had to break away from everything to get a clear mind, to get that peace that I needed in order to think about those things. I'm gonna say it over and over again, starting over is necessary. for living on your own terms. Nobody has time to live a sorry ass life that pleases other people and not yourself. I would look at it as a chance to reinvent yourself, to be who you want to be, to live how you want to live. What do you have to lose? The life that you're living right now, you already hate. The life that you're living right now is already not enough. So what do you have to lose if you decide to start over? You have more knowledge than what you had when you started the journey that got you to where you are now. So starting over, it's not going to be that hard. Every time that I've started over, it's got easier and easier because I have new knowledge of what I didn't have before, where I could do it in my sleep. My friend tells me all the time, like, you can go from nothing. You could have nothing. And in 6 months' time, it's like you didn't have nothing. Like, you can go from not having no car, not having no place, not having no job. You can go from all that. And in 6 months, boom, like, bitch, you back. And it's like, when I've done that, because I've done it, new beginnings don't scare me anymore. Now, what scares me now is maintaining shit and staying strong with these new habits that I'm trying to hold on to. But the starting over, it don't scare me. The only time that somebody can hold something over you is if you're scared of it. Like, when you're at a bad job and you're like, fuck, man, like, I've been at this job for 6 years and I don't want to start over, but I hate this job. And, you know, I need the money because of my bills. And, you know, your boss be hanging it over your head like, I really don't want to have to let you go. You start getting heart palpitations and shit like, oh, I don't want to lose my job. Man, fuck that job. I've had someone hang a job over my head like, call me a liar and you're fired type shit. And I was just like, I'm not going to sit here and let you call me a liar and disrespect me. And two, I'm not going to let you hang a job over my head. I'd rather get a job, a quick little job at Pizza Hut or Ross or whatever, just to get out of this environment, just to clear my mind and then figure out my plan. I'd rather do that than to stay somewhere where I'm disrespected. And that's the thing. A lot of these jobs, if you die, they will replace you the next day. They'll replace you before you're even in the ground. So what I'm not going to do is let you hold anything over my head. Like, it's a wrap for that. So the same thing with relationships. When they be like, oh, what are you going to have if you leave me? Nigga, more room in my bed. More food in my stomach. More money in my pocket. What are you talking about? Like, I don't do that. And I don't do mind games. See, y'all finna get me started. Because I got a lot to say about that shit. I would never let a broke nigga tell me nothing. I can't hear when you broke. I can't hear. Now, this is not saying there's a difference between being broke and not having money, okay? Because I've had no money before, but my mentality was never like broke. You know what I mean? A broke nigga's mentality, they have no dreams, no aspirations, no goals, no drive, no nothing. They're like the ones that be living off females, those broke niggas, those is the ones that I'm talking about. So I can't hear those. Their voice is on a certain frequency and my ears don't pick it up. I don't hear nothing a broke nigga said. Nothing. I'm sorry, say what? I don't hear shit. You understand what I'm saying? You're gonna have to sign, write a letter to me because I don't understand what you're saying. Matter of fact, we don't even speak the same language. And that's not me talking like, oh, I got money and I'm better than you. But somebody who is living off me is not going to talk to me crazy. Like, think about it. You're my son. Like my son can tell me how he feels, sure. My son can tell me if I've hurt his feelings. My son can tell me if he felt like I was wrong. That's fine. But my son's not gonna be walking around like he king whoever talking about you wouldn't be shit without me. I'm like, nigga, what? I had a life before you. You feel me? Like, it's not. And I wish anybody who is in a situation would understand that, like, it's not that serious. I wouldn't even let a nigga with money talk to me that way. I would never, like, first off, if I was dealing with a dude with money, I'm still gonna have my own money. So he wouldn't even be able to hang that over my head, like, oh, man, you could go back to that Toyota Camry, and I will. Cost $40 to fill it up, and I will. You could go back to that two-bed apartment, and I will. Gladly sleep on my back with my mouth open. Gladly, like there's nothing you can tell. Like you can't scare me out of it. Like scare me into some shit or talk me out of something by fear. And so a lot of people they stay in situations out of fear and not knowing what's next. And let me tell you, there is not a situation that I have left. There is not a situation that I have left. That I was like, damn, I wish I can go back. Not fucking one. I'm talking about from niggas to jobs to places that I've stayed. There's not a situation that I've left that I was like, oh, I wish I could go back. I was just so happy. Like, no. There was pockets of happiness. There was, I want to say, I call it my past life. There was events in my past life that I was like, oh, that shit was lit. But there's never the desire to live in a certain space again because I remember my mindset way back whenever that transpired. And it's just not where I'm at right now. And to think that I would have that mindset, that shit is sad. I'll take starting over 10 times out of 10. Like, I would not go back. I like the progress that I've made. I've liked the things that I've learned. I've embraced the things that I've gone through, and I'm okay with my past. I've made peace with it. It's there. You know, I go back from there to pull information, to pull lessons and shit from, but it's not something that lives with me every day. And you know, I went off on a tangent. It's cool though, because y'all gonna feel me on this. But yeah, don't let nobody hang no shit over your head. Don't let nobody tell you that you difficult to love. Because nigga, you difficult to love. How the fuck you gonna tell me I'm difficult to love when you the one that's difficult? Like, you don't let nobody tell you that you difficult to love. Don't let nobody tell you that you'll never find somebody like them, because that's the point. I don't want another person like you. Like, you're not that great, my nigga. So don't let other people stop you from doing what you want to do. And the person that you're supposed to be with is going to let you rot. It's going to let you do what you want to do. It's going to let you be who you are. They're not going to try to stunt your growth. They're going to embrace it and they're going to ride with you on that shit. They're not going to try to keep you in a box and isolate you. They're like people like that. They're takers. They're users. They want to take everything from you, so they don't want anybody else to get any of that light that you got. They want to keep all that light to themselves because they're miserable. So they need somebody to make them happy. And technically, a person can never make another person happy. Like you can be part of my happiness, but I can be with the best man in the world. And if I'm not right with myself on the inside, it's not going to work out. I'm not going to be happy in that situation. He can love me all day long, but if I don't love myself, baby, you got a long road ahead of you. That's a fight, okay? We want to talk about fighting demons. Have you ever not loved yourself? That shit fight harder than anything out here, period. So, love yourself. Don't be afraid to start over. Don't let these niggas waste your time. Don't let these women waste your time, because women be doing it too. I know leeches. I've met them. They cute. They got fat asses. They got pretty smiles. They got long weaves. They got long nails. And them bitches be broke. You understand me? They ain't even good. Like, my thing is, I want everybody to get to the place where they too good for certain shit. Like, don't even, like, if you a dude and you like, she dumb or she don't have no ambition, no drive, no nothing, she only good to fuck, don't even fuck her. Like, nigga, you gotta treat your dick like it's dipped in gold. No, she is not worthy of this. I'm not dicking her down for her to go back and tell her friends how good it was. I know it's good. She ain't getting none. She don't deserve none of this. This gonna go to somebody who is in their shit, is in their bag, who's on their shit. Like, you gotta elevate your shit. Don't be giving your dick to just anybody. The same thing with women. Don't be throwing it back for anybody. Like, what? That all starts with loving yourself. I'm sorry, but if you giving somebody dick or if you giving somebody coochie to motherfuckers that you wouldn't even marry? You wouldn't even marry? Let me tell you what happens when you give your shit, your body, your soul, your all that, your nastiness. When you give all that shit to motherfuckers you wouldn't even marry? You know what happens? You end up a single fucking parent. Okay? You end up in a drama-filled life with somebody that you didn't even want to spend the rest of your life with, but now you stuck because you had babies with them. And let me tell you this, if you don't have to deal with them, don't. I know people who have to deal with the other parent because the other parent feels like they just, I gotta be in my baby life and they ain't shit. Like, y'all gotta deal with them because they won't go away. Like, mine gone. Thank you, Jesus, because I don't like you. I don't want you around. So, to me, that's a perk. Like, I feel like, I guess I look at it in a positive way. Whatever my son's father is going through, however he's feeling, he's not going to be able to step up to the plate in the manner that I need him to step up to raise my son, which is fine. I don't hold nothing against him. Whatever you got to do to find yourself, you go ahead and do it. But you're not going to put bad habits in my son. And then my son grows up to be just like you because I don't want him to be like that. And so for me, I feel like, okay, you're not around. That's great because now I have the luxury of doing it the right way and choosing. Because when I get a man, I'm choosing the person that's going to raise my child. I'm choosing the right one this time around. Since I made a bad decision and I was acting out of lust and was chasing dick and got pregnant, and I knew damn well, no, not him. I knew that from the jump. But you get blinded and then you don't want to start over. I don't want to find somebody else. Like, I don't want to, like, who I'm gonna have sex with if I stop talking? Like, that's stupid. That's dumb. Really? That's why you gonna stay? Because who you gonna have sex with if you don't, like, how about you just don't have sex? Some of y'all, oh, hell no, I already know. I don't even want to hear it. Weak. If you got a long way ahead of you if sex move you like that. Let me tell you. And you're talking to somebody that loves it, okay? But if it means interrupting my peace, I will not be bothered. And I have been not bothered for years. You understand? Like, I don't care. There may be times where it's like, okay, we can take a break. Let me go, dabble on this, dabble on that. But no, I'd rather not. But we'll get into that another time because now I'm just rambling and I gotta go pick up my baby. So I'll talk to y'all
All
soon.
right, all right, all right. It's the end of the episode. If you like what you've heard,
show me some love on Apple Podcasts by subscribing and giving me a 5-star rating. And if you want to talk about this topic a little bit more, hit me up on Twitter at narrowly412. That's on Twitter at narrowly412. Talk to y'all next episode. Peace.